USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Trump administration officials are now warning that the country should brace for more economic problems in the months ahead. While most states are working on reopening their economies, White House economic advisor Kevin Hassett says by June, unemployment could reach 20%. The last time it was that high was back in the Great Depression.
We understand why the economy is slowing down, and we expect that we can reverse it. Whereas in the Depression, there were a lot of other things, a lot of policy errors and so on, that made the whole thing drag out.
Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says the White House is considering a number of different options, including another round of stimulus checks.
The president has said and wants to make sure before we rush back and do the next bill and spend more taxpayer money, we just want to be thoughtful.
This is USA Radio News.
So I don't know if you saw this, but there was just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable. But there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Vice President Mike Pence and three members of the White House Coronavirus Task Force is self-quarantining because of possible exposure to another member of the Trump administration. Pence has been self-isolating away from the White House since Friday when his press secretary, Katie Miller, confirmed that she tested positive for COVID-19, and he did not attend a meeting with President Trump and top military officials on Saturday. Dr. Anthony Fauci, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, and Dr. Robert Redfield, director of the Centers for Disease Control, said they will quarantine for 14 days. On Friday, Food and Drug Administration Commissioner Stephen Hahn said he's already been in quarantine. All three of them have tested negative, along with President Trump and Vice President Pence, but people with access to the White House tested positive for coronavirus last week. The President and Vice President are now being tested daily. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
COVID-19 is affecting much-needed heart and other transplants. USA Radio's John Hunt has the story.
The COVID-19 pandemic has slowed the transfer of vital organs for transplant. The public's limited movement, thanks to stay-at-home orders and social distancing, means fewer of the accidents and other traumatic events that generate organ donations. Some people anticipating transplants have now been inactivated from the national wait list because of the crisis. Despite a dwindling supply, surgeons are now declining organs from coronavirus hotspots. In addition, concern about the availability of personal protective equipment has halted live donor transplants at local transplant centers. Donors and transplants reached all-time highs in 2019, according to the United Network for Organ Sharing, the nonprofit that manages the country's organ transplant system under contract from the U.S. government. While the number of weekly transplants nationwide hovered around 800 for the first 2 months of 2020, that number has dipped to under 200 per week by the middle of March. On the one-year anniversary of my heart transplant, for USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
The world is remembering rock and roll icon Little Richard, who died at his Tennessee home on Saturday. He was 87 years old. The artist's longtime guitarist, Charles Glenn, said he'd been sick for about 2 months. The cause of death is still unknown. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.